Welcome to the App Life Podcast, moderated by Quan and Simon. We are appreneurs living in Chiang Mai, Thailand, and we have over 200 mobile apps on Play Store and App Store. Our winning product is Ling Learn Languages, that we have over 60 languages around the world. Today, the episode is about our app story, another app called Write Me.
Yeah, so we wanted to do some stories about each of our apps that we had and just talk about our experience and what we learned. And I think a few episodes ago we covered Simply Learn, and today we cover Write Me. It's an app that teaches you how to write in different languages other than the Latin alphabet, such as Thai, Japanese, Chinese, and so on. So Quan, yeah, maybe you want to give an introduction, because I think you had the idea first. And so how did you come up with the idea?
Yeah, so we are focusing on creating languages app, and we look on what are languages app out there in the market. And one of the idea was writing alphabets. So there are, I think, several apps already out there doing writings, such as like Japanese most of the time, and then Chinese. But then we saw our opportunities, because we like to create many languages, many alphabets. So we see that there are about over 20 different alphabets out there that you can learn. So we see, okay, this app can be scaled. So first is a language app related to language app. Second, the app can be scaled because we can use the same code but different content with different alphabets. And then we could also reuse. Third is we could reuse the alphabet in other app too, for like for example Ling, which we are doing it now,
and also that we had some existing users that we can do cross promotion, right? I think that's also important. That language learner, as you said, it's the same target market, so we can send some of our users from our Facebook to, because maybe if they're interested in learning a different language, they might be also interested to learn how to read and write the language. Yeah.
So it's like build up their experience in language learning.
And you said there were a few or a lot of other apps actually out there. So how do we think about going into the market?
Yeah, so the other apps are quite... they are really good as well. Like, they show you how to write it, like with animation. And what we think is we have to do a bit more challenging. That means we have in different character in the alphabet, different games. Which, like the other app, for example, they show you how to write it, and then they match that character with the vocabulary, and then they just test you like how to read it from that vocab, from that character. But we are really focusing on you should really be able to write it. That means you will get a lot of the tests or challenges, how you to test you that you can actually write it and don't just remember how it looked like. So that is one thing that we really focus on, writing it. And second thing is we want to add more, a feature to it. Like, we want to use space repetition, which the other apps don't do. That means, so the more often you know that character, you don't need to repeat it. So if you don't know about it, you will get repeated like very often. So we have a theme. The theme of the app is like a flower. So if you learn the first time, you just like, how to say, plant it. And then if you know, let's say you have a quiz of that character and you make like 30% correct, the plant will be grow like a bud, and then if you make like 70% correct of that character, it's going to be almost bloom, and then if everything correct, it's gonna be bloom. And then you will have to also review it occasionally. That means the flowers will get watering. So in that way you will see, okay, in the list of alphabet, each characters will be groups in different levels of flowers, and which one need water, which one need to be plant, and so on. So this is our theme of the
And we
app.
have the bird.
Yeah, and the bird is just like because we want like the ultimate goal of water, the flowers, is to have the bird eat the seed of the flowers. And also the bird, they have a feather, and the feather is like signaling writing, right? In the old
Yeah, it's a
time.
nice logo idea as
Yeah.
well.
Yeah.
I think right now we have the I think it's really beautiful, the app actually, because we have this garden thing and the flower and then the bird, so it's kind of and also fits to our other apps because all of our apps have or most of our apps have animals as mascots, so you can use the bird a little bit as a mascot so that in the screens, like the success screens, the bird will also show up and will tell you did a great job. And yeah, I think one of the things that we did is we just played also a lot around again with other apps, not only with direct competitors, but that idea with the flowering was I think from Memrise. So that's another app, another language learn app, but not specifically for writing. And they also have a little bit like that, not exactly the same, but that's just we got inspired. And I think that's a good tip that we usually what we do is play around with as many apps as possible, not only of this exact same competition, but also different other apps from other spaces.
Yeah, and I think we are really good in Write.me of learn Korean language. We got a lot of downloads there, and people like the app, and we show them like how the character has been written animationally, and you have to figure up missing parts of the character, and we have the vocabulary attached to it, and then we have vocabulary lists as well, so
Oh
there's
yeah.
so many
So I think that makes us
features.
also better than other apps. That a lot of the apps they only focus on the single characters, but we also show to how to integrate them into words, and you can learn the words. So it's actually quite a complex, like a big app. And yeah, that's I think was also important. And like to make the app actually successful, to give them more than the competitor, a lot more than most of the competitors. Plus that we just, as you mentioned before, that we just branch out into pretty much all of the alphabets there are, and we actually still continue to do like smaller ones. We had like Mongolian and very small languages, but even I mean it's a very niche market then, of course, because how many people want to learn to write Mongolian? But then that's also again where localization comes into play, that we usually localize all our apps in many many languages, and then just even for niche topics, you have enough audience so that it still works out financially.
Yeah, actually we don't really localize a lot in Write.me because we don't really have translation. We just have a picture
Oh yeah.
matched to the words.
So you mean that the words, the content in the target language, it doesn't have to be translated with, yeah, only the labels. So that's why it's very easy to translate. We only have to translate the labels and the store listing. And that's another advantage, I guess. And what's also cool is that we can reuse some of the content, right?
What I mentioned
No,
before.
I mean also in our other apps. Oh,
What I
yeah.
mentioned before, that we use it in link that people can write, also alphabet they learn. We even have it in German, so I mean like learning to read like English alphabet ABCD. But yeah, I mean it's a It's another different reading system, right? For
Yeah, you have to umlaut in German.
Yeah, like you don't like it's read it as A B C D, but you read A B C D.
Oh yeah, right.
Something like that, and yeah.
Yeah, but we have it for also Thai and all the other.
Yeah,
I think Japanese. I think that's where it really creates a value for people who really want to practice these letters.
Mm.
And so yeah, we can use. We actually, from the code perspective, I think we could reuse quite a lot in that project. Like. Mm. We reused much of the code for the writing game in Ling. So we have in Ling we have a writing game, and in Write Me we have the same writing game, but then it's embedded into very different environment and different features.
Yeah.
And so how did it go? Maybe we can talk a little bit about the development process.
Mm.
I mean, when did we start and did we do it ourselves? I don't even remember that much. Like, how do we start that up?
I think we started in 2017, late 2017, where we have already hired more freelancers, like developers freelancers. And we have two groups, like one developing Ling and the other two developing Write Me. And this is kind of learning project of Write Me as well. But yeah, it took us maybe like a lot longer than expected because all of this animation, right? And it has to be in like correct path and correct way and so on. So it I think maybe like almost a year. To launch the app, and then we did like a silent launch, and later on we promoted more, and then we just let the app actually go by itself because we were focusing on Ling, and because we reused that that content, so we are fine with creating this content for the app, and then I think later on it got more tractions by its own. Especially learn Korean, learn Thai,
As Kwan said, the app is quite now running by itself. Basically, you don't really promote it. It creates a good income. What we do still is doing A/B tests, and I think that's just something you can do for all the apps that you do is just unless they have zero downloads. But some downloads each day, it just makes sense to continuously updating them and to do the A/B tests or to do at least do some ASO on them. So even though we don't really do active marketing because we focus on Ling, but we don't really abandon the app, so we still also want to be on the latest version, or at least on not too old a version, like of React Native and all these security updates. So you want to just continue updating. Maybe we don't really add too much features because I think the app is pretty complete and we got a lot of good feedback. But that's just important. Otherwise, Google and Apple will see that the app will kind of die if you just let it go. So I think that's just a good for all of these apps. Even if you don't want to maintain them that much anymore, it's still good to release updates.
Yeah, and next coming is Learn Chinese with Write Me. So
still do more languages.
Yeah, looking forward to see this app because I don't see a lot of Chinese character learning app except like Hello Chinese, which is a really big app and not really focusing on writing alphabet.
So why do we only do now the Chinese? Because we did like 30 languages, I think, now.
Because I thought it was all Chinese. They have so many characters, so we don't do it. But then first, let's start small. We do now first 100 characters, like most used Chinese characters. And we will see how many it goes. Then we can add it more. The good thing of Write Me is you don't have limited number of units like Ling, we have like 50 that we have to translate. But Write Me, you can add on many units depends on the language the characters have. So it can be We usually have 5 characters per unit, so now we have 20 units for Chinese, but we can add in 200, so
Right,
it's
nice.
nothing to block.
Yeah, just some I mean, you have to work on it, right? You have to
Yeah, and it's quite complicated to the later it
extract
is. Yeah.
the letters into Photoshop, and then we extract them in into the code, basically in the end in the app. So yeah, great. Any other points you want to mention on Redmi? Maybe some
Yeah.
lessons learned?
Yeah, let's learn of Redmi. I think we change a lot of, like, not a lot of, but we change often their design of the app because sometimes it's really slow when we want to show it as a gaming. Like, we want to have it animated when you finish from one garden into the next garden, like to have it animated nicely, like the gaming app. But sometimes it just doesn't work as it is in technical side. So, and it was like, okay, starting, okay, we want to do it like this. But then I think we should go back again, one step, and make the MVP, have it actually work. And then maybe people just can screw up by their own. And then, yeah, learn it. So I think one thing is we aim too high, like it's too complex in term of storyline, complex in term of design, but at the end it works, it's very beautiful and it's very nice theme and so on. But maybe in the beginning we should aim a little bit lower, I mean not lower, but aim to do deliver good quality of app with MVP features.
Right, yeah. And I also remember, also on the technical side, that I think we made all these beautiful gardens and the amazing background. But in the end, it just takes a lot of loading time because it's like a lot of pictures. And that's also something that sometimes it's just better to keep it simple, make a plain background, because in the end, people don't care that much. But they more care like if they can open the app and it's very quick, instead of letting it load along and then you get more beautiful background. So yeah, that's also one thing. All right, cool.
Right. Thank you. And I check out the app. It's called Write Me. And then you can like write me Korean, write me Thai, write me Russian. Yeah. And then let us know if you have any comments. Goodbye.